60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, over the next few weeks, I know a lot of our listeners are probably looking forward to taking some time off of school or work for spring break.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Spring break.
Sipping on oversized margaritas, joining wet t-shirt contests, getting a black market neck tattoo. You know, the normal things for spring break. But if you're planning on going to Mexico this spring break, then you might want to think again.
Uh-oh. Don't tell me that. Shut up, everyone.
Uh-oh, you are
I'm going to Mexico.
Well, because the U.S. State Department just issued an official travel warning to any tourists who are planning to visit the eastern coast of Mexico, which includes popular tourist areas like Cancun, Playa del Carmen, and other towns in the Yucatan.
No, I just read that the Yucatan state is fine and that Cancun is fine. It's just Playa del Carmen. That's what I read yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I feel like we're giving away false information. I've been doing a lot of research because I'm planning a family road trip in Mexico.
You're bringing your family to this country? Oh, how
just
dangerous.
Came out. Apparently, crime in the area has skyrocketed by over 300%, including many international kidnappings. Authorities warn that activities such as taking long drives on the freeways are not recommended.
Real funny,
going
guys.
Going to desolate islands or even just wandering too far from your hotel. Not recommended.
No. Brooke, don't go. Could involve I'll pay you to stay.
All I'm doing is renting a car in Cancun with my two small children and driving 3 hours north.
You are getting robbed.
No, I'm not. What are they going to rob me of? What are you going to do? Take my pack and play? Like,
take your passport,
go for it, man.
Take your money, take the kids.
If you know anybody going there, I wish I did. I wish I knew somebody. Anybody who was headed there, because I would warn them. But unfortunately, don't know anybody going to Mexico. But if you know somebody going to Mexico, then you might want to warn them. Stay away.
Oh, man. Sounds dangerous.
I will be perfectly safe, I think.
We'll see.
Oh, are you going to Mexico?
What a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Yeah.
We would bring that up. All right. It's time for the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it... Is that right?
Yeah, you said.
Yeah, you were there.
Don't
say. Dude, I go into
yourself.
Autopilot every time because I say it the same way every single day, and then
years.
I don't even know what I said. Anyway, if you get it wrong, you get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 785-92. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock caller last. Who'd you get?
I got myself. Dang it.
All right. Jose's got the shock caller while he's putting that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shock caller question of the day.
Back in 1962, a brand new breakfast cereal was introduced to the American public, and the company wanted to advertise their product to children, so they approached the creator of one of the most popular cartoon shows of the time, Rocky and Bullwinkle, and they asked the creator to make a new mascot for their brand. So he did, and the character was a huge success. Today, the cereal makes over $60 million a year, and to this day, the mascot is still featured on their boxes. Which cereal is it?
Whoa.
It's a creative Rocky and Bullwinkle. So it's gotta be a cartoon that looks very like 60s, 70s style.
Yeah, right,
you know?
Old school. So an older mascot. Obviously, the first mascot, the most popular mascot of cereals is Tony the Tiger. But I don't think
I don't think it's in the same vein, like the same drawing style. Like were thinking of, like if I think of the way Rocky and Bullwinkle look, the one that matches for me in my head is Count Chocula.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Okay. I could see that. What about, is the rabbit named Trix?
Yep.
Oh yeah, see?
Trix and the rabbit?
So that's true. I gotta start thinking like you guys are. Something that's drawn similarly to Rocky and Bullwinkle. I would say the Trix bunny.
Oh, Trix kind of makes sense though too, because it's, you know, Rocky and Bullwinkle both animals. Trix the bunny is an animal.
Yeah, so it's probably also an animal. Oh, what's the bird? What's the bird name?
Toucan Sam.
Toucan Sam.
Jubal
knows. Sorry, I got excited.
The bird.
I was like, what bird? I don't know what you're talking. Why are you yelling at us?
I got excited. The Toucan Sam. That's another animal. But I think Trix makes the most sense because it looks most similar to the drawing of Rocket.
So you think so? I feel like Count Chocula is like so 70s
but
looking.
But it's not it's Count Chocula's too detailed. I think he just
Trix kind of looks like a 60s swinger bunny to me. He always
has. I can see that. I can see him at a disco.
I'm going to go Trix. Trix bunny.
Back in the 1960s, Quaker Oats asked the creator of the TV show Rocky and Bullwinkle to make a mascot for their new cereal, so he did. In fact, they developed a whole TV show around the new character that was featured during Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh.
It was so popular with kids that supermarkets couldn't keep the cereal in stock, and to this day, it's one of the most popular breakfast items in the world, all thanks to the old 1960s cartoon TV show, The Adventures of Cap'n Crunch.
Oh!
Oh!
Say, yeah. Captain Crunch.
Wow!
And that's your favorite, Jubal?
Yeah, love it. I like to get it nice and soggy on the top of your mouth.
The roof of your mouth.
I was being serious. Isn't that your favorite cereal?
Well, Grape Nuts is my favorite.
Oh, okay.
But Cap'n Crunch is good, too.
Okay.
Any cereal that's supposed to be crunchy, but you can let it sit in milk and get soggy, I love it.
Okay.
Which is basically, I think, every cereal.
You're so
anyway, Jose got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, so you can sing that before you get shocked.
Now, this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute to sit right there and tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. Ow! I knew it was going to happen.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jewel.